a governor in recovery mode.
We're talking about both the Flint water crisis and the effort to salvage Governor Rick Snyder's reputation. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
The Snyder administration is now in overdrive to create both the perception and the reality that the state is engaged in making rapid progress in dealing with the Flint water contamination.
Snyder has now hired a nationally prominent PR firm that's known for crisis management.
Which, ironically, he is taking a PR hit for that.
But think about this. Just a year ago, Snyder's post-Detroit bankruptcy stock seemed to be on the rise. He was in the beginning stages even of making the case that maybe there should be a nerd in the White House.
Today, that nerd, quote-unquote, brand is a national symbol of failure in the public sector.
Right. We should also point out, though, that the EPA, it's also trying to get in front of this after it was revealed that the federal agency sat on information about the lead risk instead of going public when the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality wouldn't.
So heads rolled at the DEQ and the EPA.
Now, the Snyder messaging strategy: throw the bureaucracy under the bus.
What is so frustrating and makes you so angry about this situation is you have a handful of quote-unquote experts that were career civil service people that made terrible decisions, in my view. And we have to live with the consequences with that. They worked for me, so I accept that responsibility, and we're going to fix this problem.
Rick Snyder being interviewed on MSNBC, casting blame on DEQ employees for not doing their jobs.
Finally showing some passion and anger. But this strategy of taking on the bureaucracy, it carries its own dangers.
It does. As governor, Rick Snyder needs state employees to do their jobs, to help the state catch up in Flint, as well as handle all the other responsibilities of government. Alienating the people who work for him could create an unwilling cadre of employees who could drag their feet and choose to just wait out a damaged, lame duck governor.
Mm-hmm. Now, we should be clear. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about, reputation. This is in no way meant to diminish or trivialize what's happening in Flint. Because in politics and governing, reputation, it's critical.
Critical. If Rick Snyder has any hope of accomplishing what needs to be done, he has to regain the public's trust. In a democracy, public trust is the mandate to govern. It's critical for instilling confidence in elected legislators that they're wise to go along with him.
Right. And without that, he is a target for political opponents
who may sincerely disagree with his approach to governing or just see no future aligning themselves with an unpopular leader who's lost his mandate to lead. Mm-hmm. Rick Snyder has 3 years left to salvage his legacy. But to do that, he has to govern right now.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.